ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you're at my website, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that free newsletter, you're going to receive 10 inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you create that life that you desire. And just to let you know, those tools and techniques I share with you on those videos, those same tools are what I use to heal Crohn's disease, overcome abuse, near death, life and death pregnancy. Gosh, the list goes on. You'll have to read my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities, and get more details about all what happened in my life. And you can also purchase that through my website, AskSueLondon.com. So be sure and check all that out. Now, before we get started with the show today, we want to send our thoughts and prayers out to the family and friends of the amazing great Dick Clark. Yesterday, many of you, as you know, Dick Clark had a massive heart attack and he passed away. He was such a great man. He changed so many lives, and he is certainly going to be missed by many. Chris, you and I were talking about all the things that Dick did, and I had forgotten about Pyramid. Help me with this.
Well, let me just say, it'd probably be easier to come up with a list of things that Dick did not do, because he really did it all. From radio, he hosted syndicated radio programs. Of course, you know, I'm partial to radio, as you know, Sue. There was one popular show that was syndicated called Rock, Roll, and Remember. Of course, American Bandstand, his most famous show, which started in the 50s in Philadelphia and then became a national hit on network television just a few years later. And went right up until 1987. As you just said, he hosted Pyramid. He also hosted many years with comedian Ed McMahon, TV Bloopers and Practical Jokes.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yes. And you know what? If I just kept listing things right now, you'd say the same thing you just said right now. I forgot about that, because he really did it all. I was reading a news story, and it said that he is the only person to have three top-rated shows for an extended period of time in the 80s on three major networks all simultaneously.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I know, folks, I am not a night person. I like to be in bed by 10 o'clock, and I'm lucky if I can stay awake by 11, till 11. But when Dick did the New Year's Rockin' Eve, you know, with the ball dropping in that.
Yes.
I would stay up just to see him go through that. So that, you know, was a big thing for me. I'm really going to miss that.
As did many. You know what? I think it's great that he not only touched many Americans' hearts, but, I mean, you're from Canada, and he touched everybody all over the world, which I think is great.
He did. And, you know, there's so many things that he did that many people don't know. You know, I was reading the different stories and, you know, hearing on the news today of these things that he did anonymously, that he was really a great man. And, you know, I send my well wishes, as I know all of you listening do, to him. And I thank him. Wherever you are, Dick, we thank you very much for everything you've done for so many people. So, amazing man. What can we say more than that, right? But at the end of the show, Chris, we're going to have a special tribute for him, right?
Yes, we're going to have it right at the very end of the show.
Yeah, so folks, stay tuned, and Chris is going to have something special for you to enjoy. So, Chris, I have to tell you, we've got, just to change the subject to a more positive, we've got some big things happening in the London house here.
Wow.
What else is new, right?
I was going to say, yeah.
Folks, if you haven't been hearing the show recently, my husband and I are having some huge changes happening. Right now, my husband Ross and I are having a brand new house built for the purposes of investing. And we're also having a brand new house built to live in. And I guess, Chris, was it 2 weeks ago now when I actually signed the papers and had to do the show when I was so wired? And
I believe it was exactly 2 weeks ago, yes.
Yeah, and we sold, folks, our house within hours. It was incredible. So the next change now that is about to happen in 2 weeks is our youngest baby is going out on her own, and we're becoming empty nesters. Well, what happened on Monday, our baby, she's now buying her furniture. And, you know, there's so many great people out there, and it really shows up when, you know, there's changes happening. And I said to my daughter, you know what, budget, and you don't have to start out with everything brand new. Don't want to be all about materialistic, you know. And so she's got a budget, and I said, well, you know, get a used couch, and that would help. She's taken our kitchen table, half of my kitchen, and all the food from the cupboards almost. And she bought this couch on Kijiji. If anyone knows, it's a classified online site. And so when the man called, he even offered to deliver it. And so I, you know, thanked him very much. And I was saying, you know, this is really exciting, this huge change. And he went on to say, oh, if this is your daughter's first place, I would love to give her a love seat to go with that. No extra cost. I just want to give that to help her, you know, in her new chapter in her life. So it was really nice that this man did this. And we're all about, you know, when someone helps us, you know, pay it forward. And we're also, you know, getting rid of a lot of stuff in our home because we're downsizing. And so my daughter is not taking her bedroom set because it's not right to fit in the size of her apartment. And so there was many people, you know, wanting to buy this set from her. And we got a call from somebody that's in Calgary, Alberta. Their son's going to be starting university here in the fall, but he has to reserve his apartment in May. Just that's how it goes. So he asked if he could buy it from us, but could we store it till May? Ironically, he's going to be picking it up the day before she moves out. So it works perfectly for us. So this family was commenting that they asked different ones if they could store it for them, you know, for a couple of weeks, and nobody would do it but us. And you know, I want to point out that that's nothing big for us to do. It's just a simple thing to help somebody out. Like this man, you know, gave this couch to our daughter. Everyone listening, we can all make a positive difference for others in such a, what we think is a small way, but huge for them. So I've just been really touched this week about how many domino effects have happened from, you know, helping others with our move and that. So that's all your update this week, folks, about our journey to our new location. And we still don't know, Chris, where we're going yet. This is the funny thing.
Well, you know what? I'm sure that, I mean, you always have the signs that kind of point you in the direction that that you're going. So
yeah.
I think you just keep that faith, which I know you always do, and things are going to be great.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I just feel like we have to be out of our place, our home here. The new buyers come in on July 26th, and I just feel intuitively, you know, we've got a really great real estate agent, and she said, you know, May 1st we'll go out. And one of the things I had her do when we were selling our house is I said, let's visualize. We sell it fast. I don't like keeping a house stage-proof with three dogs and a teenager as well as a husband. So, and I said, visualize that, you know, we have a bidding war. We get more than we asked. And we had it all. First offer came in an hour. We had a bidding war with three people. We got $28,000 over the asking price. So she's doing that now with the finding our location. So I am so calm about it all. And I hold faith that this is all such, you know, there's a bigger purpose for all this. And I know exactly it's going to work out. So, yeah, but that's my chapter for the week there for you folks in the update. Got to keep you all informed. Now, I'm sharing all this with you because for some people, this could be such a stressful time with all the changes happening at once. But I have to tell you that for my husband, Ross, and I, this is a time of such great excitement, new opportunities, new beginnings, and just it's just a new chapter in our lives starting. So with all of that going on, we're making sure that we are making a point to carve out me time with this. This is something that we know is very important with this to keep our health. You know, we're taking time to rest. We're taking time to read, taking time to exercise every night, and we eat properly. And we're still there for our friends. So when my producer phones and says he's sick, I'm sending you Reiki, right, Chris?
And I'm feeling it too.
That's good. So, and I'm sharing this because today we have a show just on this topic. It's carving out me time. And our special guest is Dr. Patricia Adson. And today, folks, you're going to be saying goodbye to people-pleasing and hello to yourself. You're going to learn how to grow out of the people-pleasing syndrome. Now, let me tell you about this special lady. For her entire professional career, Patricia Adson, PhD, has been devoted to helping others discover their B-cells. A former teacher, she taught high school English and social studies. While pursuing her master's degree in English, she began working with children with emotional and behavioral disorders. It was this experience that inspired her at the age of 49 to enter a PhD program in educational psychology, where she also received training and license as a psychologist and psychotherapist working with individuals, families, and groups. Now, although she continued to be involved in the education of special education teachers and graduate students in psychology and counseling, Dr. Patricia Adson primarily began working as a psychotherapist after earning her degree. Hundreds of women sought her counsel, and while leading a therapy group, Dr. Adson wrote a book called The Princess Story. Its goal was to help the group examine neglected areas of their emotional lives and to learn to talk about self-care and self-responsibility. She used the story with her clients and graduate students for many years and continued to use it with her clients when she made the transition from psychotherapist to coach. Now today, Dr. Patricia Adson is going to talk to you about self-care and self-responsibility. Folks, this is a fantastic show. I want you to get all of your pens and papers out and take notes because this is an amazing lady with some great tools to help you stop being the people pleaser. To learn more about Dr. Patricia Adson, I encourage you to visit her website, aprincessandhergarden.com. So Patricia, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
It's wonderful to have you here. And I hate to say this, but we have to go to a break right away. We're a little bit, I was a little bit talking too much. So folks, when we come back, we're going to get Patricia rolling on share and loss with you. And I want to tell you, you can all call in and ask your questions. So the switchboard number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And be sure and ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now. In this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life and health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My special guest today is Dr. Patricia Adson, and we're talking about how to grow out of the people-pleasing syndrome. You can call in today and ask Patricia a question, and the number you call is 1-800-930-2819. The number again is 1-800-930-2819, and you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So, Patricia, it's time to share our secrets. were you a people pleaser?
Yes, so much.
Yeah, and, me too.
And I want to emphasize to everyone that it's not uncommon, and that we're all trained to be people pleasers.
It's true.
It's just by nature of the way that human beings learn. We examine the environment, and then we figure out what we need to do to get people to take care of us.
Yeah.
And so it's not a diagnostic category, and it is something that you can grow out of rather than have to be cured of.
Yeah, and you know, you made a point there, because I know for me, when I had the aha moment that I'm going to talk about later, that I was a people pleaser, I found the reason that I was, that I liked it, or I was looking for positive reinforcement for others. You know, I wanted approval and love and just to be accepted. Now, is that, do you find that's common with everybody, why they are a people pleaser? Is there certain
traits?
Certainly,
it is, yes. And that's the story of this book, is about a princess who was given a garden on her birth that contained everything she would ever need. But in order to get the king and the queen to take care of it, she had to figure out how to take care of them.
Yeah.
And so it's a natural thing that we learn as children. And it goes through the story of how she thought that was the way life worked, which many of us do. You know, I'll take care of you and you take care of me.
Yeah.
And she thought she was the princess of other people.
Yeah.
And then had a rude awakening and learned that that isn't the way things are.
Yeah.
But when she found herself back in her own garden again, she realized that she had never learned how to take care of herself.
Yeah.
She knew how to take care of everyone else and make everyone else happy, and she hadn't learned to take care of herself.
Yeah.
The whole idea is that this is not about being a people displeaser.
Yeah.
It's a matter of putting yourself in the equation.
Yeah, and you know, my stuff was, I was an only child, and I thought it was my job to look after my family, mm-hmm. that it was my role, and to please them, and that. So it's amazing where we get our baggage from, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's amazing, too, that we don't recognize the good parts of it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That there are a lot of things about that are very good, that we learn to be considerate.
Yeah.
And polite, things
yeah.
of that nature.
Yeah.
It's just that when that prevents us from taking the care of ourselves that only we can do, then
yeah.
it can be harmful.
Now, we've got people listening, and they're saying, yeah, okay, I know I'm a people pleaser, but I don't know how to stop. Can we talk now about sharing some tips with the listeners on how they can start putting themselves first? Because I know that's huge.
I think the first thing you have to do is recognize who you are independent of other people.
Okay.
Well, one of the hardest questions that I noticed as a psychotherapist, mm-hmm. and even to some extent now as a coach, when I ask people, well, what do you want?
Yeah.
They either don't know or mm-hmm. will say something to the effect that, well, I want this, but I know that if I get that, so-and-so is going to be unhappy. Or
yeah.
somebody's going to stand in my way or so forth.
I hear that too, yeah.
So it really is a matter, first of all, of really doing some self-reflection
uh-huh.
and recognizing whether or not this is a problem for you.
Uh-huh.
And so that you can get to be very specific.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to give generalities, but, you know, we need to take care of our own emotion, and we so often want to farm that out to someone else too.
And do you find that women are worse than men?
I do, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and why would you say that is?
I think it's biological.
Yeah.
I think we are, you know, it's in our genes that we have a very highly developed caregiver, because human beings take a long time before they're independent.
Okay.
And so if women, who were the primary caregiver,
mm-hmm.
Did not put that child first,
mm-hmm.
then the species would have died out a long time ago.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
And so we just carry it. And notice, too, in a lot of people in their child rearing,
yeah.
they continue to give the child the same status that it had as an infant.
Okay.
And the child is 15 years old.
Yeah.
In terms of that child's needs come first.
Right.
The child-centered household continues to be the child-centered household until
yeah.
the child, for the rest of his life, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of realizing, my job is to teach that child to take care of herself.
Yeah, and I will tell you, for years, I was very guilty of doing things for my kids until the light bulb turned on, or I had the aha moment, and it was like when I went through a divorce with my first husband, he disappeared out of their lives. He never saw them again. And so I just unconsciously started being mom and dad, giving double love, thinking, well, if I do this, this is going to help them feel loved and so, that sort of thing. And I was doing things for my kids. And one day they said, you know, Mom, we know how to get you to do things for us. And I thought, wow, you know. And so I noticed last week how much I've grown, because with my youngest daughter, you know, moving out in a couple of weeks, she's starting to pack. The old me would have just gone in there and said, oh, let me pack it for you. I'll take care of it. And then I would have become exhausted. I would have become grumpy. She wouldn't have appreciated it, right? And then
you would have been a martyr.
I know. And I didn't even see that in me, you know, when that was happening. But now I can tell you, I say no. And I can tell you, I feel like one of the most empowered person on the planet when I can simply say no. And has it ever been a great teacher? I've been a great teacher to my kids, because they see that, you know what, you have to be responsible for yourself. You've got to be organized. You've got to look at your schedules to get all this stuff done. And I didn't see that until my kids told me that, you know. So, and you know, our kids are our teachers, right? Like, how many parents do you hear say, oh, yeah, you know, I have to do this for my kids, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
So, now, Chris, you're
so
there?
In answer to your first question, that's another thing, is to be aware when you're doing it.
Yeah, exactly. And then catch yourself.
And then start the first practice of self-care is to have compassion for yourself. Not to say, oh, my God, I'm doing it. I'm a people pleaser. This is awful. I should have done this years, on and on. To be able to have some humor about it, And say, my gosh, I'm in their garden.
I know.
I'm doing all their gardening work for them, and my garden is wilting away.
Exactly. Now, Chris, you're a people pleaser, right, sweetheart? You're not in denial about it?
Well, usually I am in denial, but because it's the Sue London Show, yes, you're right. I am a people pleaser. No, you're right. I am.
And I say that out of love for you, right? But, where do you think that comes from? What kind of things do you struggle with? And then Patricia can kind of help you with this process, let me say.
Well, I guess I kind of always see the world through the eyes of how other people see the world. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but I guess it works to my advantage as well. I mean, when it comes to selling airtime on the radio station, when I'm out, seeing all of the local businesses in town, for our local sponsors, I'm good at getting into the sponsor's head. But it can be, the other side too. When you worry about pleasing everybody else all the time. And a lot of times that's what happens. And sometimes I forget, what is it that I want? Because I'm trying to do what makes everybody else happy. So, and it sounds like I have the poor me's when I say that, because I really don't feel this way at all. You're the one who's brought me out of my denial, Sue. But you're right.
So, how do you address that, Patricia? Because there's so many people.
First of all, with the realization that he is able to see that there is a good part of this. Uh-huh. That this skill makes him good at what he does.
Yeah.
So he's very good at picking up what other people need, knowing how to meet them where they are. These are important social skills.
Yeah.
And so the more we can help him just be aware that he's doing it.
Yeah.
Then he gets to decide when he doesn't have to do it.
Uh-huh.
So that to be able to identify, to be intentional about it.
Uh-huh.
And also what helps in that is to have some practices of centering yourself.
Okay.
To be able to have some physical practices that you do exercises, except to bring your attention back to yourself.
Well, on that note, why don't we take a break? And then when we come back, let's talk about an exercise that people can do and Chris can do. Sound good?
Good.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back with some more.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Dr. Patricia Adson with us here today, and we are discussing how to grow out of the people-pleasing syndrome, my favorite topic. Now, before the break, our producer Chris was on, and Patricia started to share that there's an exercise or tool that Chris can do, and all of you listening can do this as well. So, Patricia, why don't I pass it over to you, and you can go back to working with Chris, and everyone take notes and follow along.
Okay, so Chris, the thing, as I was saying before the break, the thing that you want to really be aware of is that you're doing this, you know, so bringing that into your consciousness. And so when you do, when you find yourself really outside of your own sphere and into the other person's, and at a time when it isn't essential in terms of selling someone something, to be able to call yourself back in is just a simple matter of being aware of your own body.
Okay.
Of pulling yourself back into your own body. And so if you're standing up, to just make contact with it, you know, be aware of your feet on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting on a chair, being aware of the way it feels to sit on that chair. Just very, very quickly stuff. It's not a long meditative exercise. And then to concentrate on your breath. Now, you can't really think about taking a breath without really being in your body. And so just taking a breath, inhaling. Can you do that now? Yeah. And don't forget to exhale. And ask yourself, what do I want right now?
What do I want right now?
So what answer comes up for you?
Inner peace.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So in the context of that we just set up for that, then how would what you were doing be getting that for yourself?
Well, like you said, just realizing where I am, realizing, you know, my own body, I guess.
And it's very hard to have inner peace if your attention is focused outward.
It is. That's why I answered with I guess, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure. I think you answered that question in a very great way, but it's also like, what is going on right this minute? Because sometimes, for example, how are you feeling about doing this exercise and doing it with all these people listening?
Well, I'll be very honest. There's another a person who does live remote setups in the studio and his wife, and they're also both watching me right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I guess you could say I also feel like I'm on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get that part out of myself and trying to just be and let you, you know, let you help
exactly.
me. But I'm trying to get that on stage thing out of my head, and I haven't completely done that.
And I'm so glad that you were perceptive enough to see that and that you were good enough to answer that question honestly, because that's the kind of thing to pay attention to. Oh, I'm trying to please them. I'm trying not to disappoint them. I want them to think well of me. All those questions that flip through our minds, and we can just let those go right through. Of course, you're conscious of other people, but just being aware. Wait a minute. If what I really want is inner peace, this is not getting it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Does that?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. So just being aware of your own processes, of being aware you've got this body and there's your things are going on in it, being aware of what they are, letting them come to the surface. This story that I wrote many years ago, I turned into a book with a journal with the help of my daughter. She and I wrote the journal part together, and it was written at her instigation. And in that journal is just full of things, sentences for you to finish, little parts for you to write about yourself that will help you do a great deal more than I can begin to do in just a few minutes here, that will help you see ways in which you can learn how to take the responsibility of caring for yourself. And thank you for doing that.
And thank you, too.
Very good job there, Chris. I'm proud of you as always.
Well, great job by Dr. Patricia, too. I'm very thankful that you're the guest today.
Yeah. See, the guest, you know, Patricia, I have to tell you that it's how do I say it, Chris? It's like the right guest comes at the right time for even both yours and my needs, right?
And it seems like I would say 90% of your guests, if not even higher than that, are all helpful in some way towards me.
Yeah. No, it's great. And now, Patricia, you talked about your book being it's a book, it's a story, there's a journal in it. I'm a huge person, a believer in journaling. And I really love your book for that purpose. Do you want to just touch on that with everybody?
The book is you can go to the website of princessandhergarden.com, all one word, and learn more about the book. And you can order it from CAMP, the publisher, or from Amazon.
Okay.
But it's really meant so that a lot of people have difficulty journaling.
Yeah.
And this is a guided journal that takes the elements of the story and then provides an opportunity for you to write your own story.
Mm-hmm.
So no one else can do this but you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it in many different ways. I encourage people not only to write in the journal, but mm-hmm. also to illustrate it, to do artwork, to collages, whatever ways that come to them that can be creative and really appreciating themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, it's a way that you really can get closer to what it is you want and how you can live the life you want.
And I know for me, when I was going through some pretty horrific stuff in my life, I did journaling. And when I did the journaling, I'm saying did because that's when I had the aha moments. I would reread what I wrote. And when you reread that, you see where your mental state is. It comes alive more, than in your mind, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, so this uses the vocabulary of the book and talks about the fence around your garden and your garden gate and so forth. But again, it's just for you. You answer it whatever way. You're not going to be graded on this.
Right, and people, you need to know that when you do journaling, you are safe with doing this process. So this is where you would get your feelings, your negative stuff out. It's a very, very important and fantastic positive tool to do. So I encourage it with everyone. And the fact that Patricia has this book that has the story in it with the guided journaling, it's fantastic. Let me tell everyone again, the name of the book is A Princess and Her Garden, and it's Becoming the Queen of Yourself. You can get it at her website, aprincessandhergarden.com. Now, Patricia, let me ask you, your daughter was part of the book, of writing the book?
How'd that happen? My daughter was part of writing the journal.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, she said, Mom, we need to do something with this book to get it in the hands of more people. And to get people to even get together in groups and work on it. So we thought of doing some workshops. And so in order to prepare for a workshop, we thought we'd do this. A workbook, if you will. And then the publishers talked about our putting it together with the book, republishing it, and making it into a book and a journal, which I think was a good idea.
Isn't it nice doing a project with your daughter?
It's wonderful doing a project with your daughter.
It was
a great experience.
Yeah, my second book is called Rocky's Positive Thoughts Coloring Book, and it's an affirmation coloring book for children. And my daughter, I just channeled the affirmations that were to go in the book, and my daughter, who at the time was 11, and she chose which ones. I had a page of 50 of them. We had to get it down to 26, and she picked which ones. And it was just such an amazing experience as mother and daughter doing that. So I know I can really relate when you're with your daughter being involved with you. It's a really great thing. So I'm sure she enjoyed it as much as you did.
Well, she did, I'm sure.
Yeah. Now, we have about a minute and a half left. Patricia, what final words of inspiration do you want to leave with our listeners?
Well, I want to leave the understanding with your listeners that this is a natural process and that it is a responsibility. It is not, we're not talking here about being selfish. We are talking about being responsible, because self-care, in the sense that I primarily use it in this book, it has to do with emotional self-care, not just the physical, taking baths, having massages, doing those things, but actually your emotional, caring for your own emotions. And that's a responsibility we have, that we don't try to make other people take care of us emotionally.
Yes.
So it's about independence, and it's about honoring yourself.
Well said, my friend. I can't thank you enough for being here with us today. You've really enlightened a lot of people, and I appreciate that. Folks, learn more about Dr. Patricia Adson at her website, aprincessandhergarden.com. Check out her book. It's fantastic. It will really help you in so many ways. This is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I will inspire you some more. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today during the show, Dr. Patricia Adson shared the power of ending that people-pleasing syndrome. You learned some tools to help you with that process. Now, as I mentioned, I am now a recovered people-pleaser, and it is very empowering and life-changing when you make that decision to start saying no. Now, for some of you, I can tell you it's going to be hard. It was hard for me to start saying no, but I can promise you something, that you can make those positive changes. You know why? Because I believe in you. I know that you can achieve anything that you set your mind to it. And let me tell you that if I can do it, anybody can do it. So just know I believe in you and that you can do these changes. In 1996, my intestine burst and I was given just 30 minutes to live. Now, as the doctor came in and said to me, "Who do you want to say goodbye to?" I found that I started to reflect on every area of my life. This is when I had the aha moment. And you know what I noticed? I noticed that all of the people that I had looked after their children when they had no one else to help them, all the people that I volunteered for their charities, all of the designing and sewing of 700 school play costumes, yes, as a mom, I did do that. Not one of those people came to help me when I was struggling to stay alive. When I really badly needed help, not one person that I helped came to help me. It was really an eye-opener for me. And I had this lady, she came up to me one day and she said to me, you know, during the school meetings when someone needs to have hot dogs cooked, you know, for the hot dog days, for lunch days for school, she said they knew they could always call on me. She said they all knew there was one person that would never, ever say no to them. And they knew that was me. But here's the thing, folks. When I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, that same group that, you know, I made these hot dogs for the entire school almost every other week, all those same people that I, you know, helped to make their jobs easier, they turned their back on me and gave me no support. That was a huge eye-opener for me. And that is when things changed for me. When people asked me to help them, instead of instantly saying yes, I would stop. I would go within. I'd take a minute. And I'd see how I felt inside. Then I would make the decision. Was it right for me? Or was it not? If it wasn't right for me, I absolutely had no problem saying no. And I'm going to tell you that many people were ticked off, and boy, were they ticked off royally. And some people, they actually had a tantrum about it. It was unbelievably crazy. But the thing that I held in my mind was I flashed back to when the doctor said to me, you have 30 minutes to live. My priority wasn't about making someone else happy for them to get whatever else they needed done or to be, but it was about me having my health. It was about me being there and being alive for my children and myself and my family and being there for my pets. That's where my priority was. Now, let me tell you, it was a tough lesson for my kids when I started saying no. In the past, they would always say to me, you know, would you drive me to the mall, Mom? I want to meet my friends. Or they'd ask me to, you know, constantly be serving them. They never would get up and help, but I would, you know, make dinner, bring it to them. And, you know, they got waited on quite a bit. Or I would do other things for them. And I began saying that, you know what, guys, that'd be really great. And I'd really love to help you out. But that's going to take some time out of my day. So let me ask you this, girls. What are you going to do for me in return? You know, when I drive you to the mall, that takes time out of my schedule. What are you going to do for me? All you parents out there, I can tell you that things you will see your kids not ask for when you do that, it will change dramatically. And so what happened, my kids started saying, you know what, I don't really have to go to the mall. You know, Mom, I don't really need to do that. No, never mind. So the next time that your kids are asking you to do this or do that or do that, say to them, you know, I'd love to help you out, but what is it that you're going to do for me in return? Stop being the people pleaser for your kids. Do this process with them. After time, and I'm saying to you, you may find you're going to go through some tantrums. You may find that they're going to be resistant and fighting with you. But be consistent. Stay strong. And you're going to find that the process of their tantrums and anger is going to pass. And you're going to find that you're going to become an amazingly great example to your kids. I watch my daughter now, my oldest daughter, and when she's working with my grandson, and my grandson tries to do some of these things to her, and it's like I'm seeing into the past, and I hear my daughter say every single word to him that I said to her, and it's just amazing. And the funny thing is, this is the child who put up with the biggest resistance. So go out there, look at how you feel. When someone asks you to do something, is it right for you? What's involved? How much time will take? If you do this for others, how is that going to affect your day? How do you feel? Does it make you feel, after you've done it for them, whatever that is, does it make you feel like you've been used and abused? Do you feel grumpy, angry, resentful? If you have those negative emotions, you need to look at that and ask yourself why. You heard Dr. Patricia Addison sharing that becoming aware, be present and becoming aware of how you're feeling is a really big part of this. I hope that something my guest, Dr. Patricia Addison, or myself have said to you today that will help you to say goodbye to people pleasing and help for you to say hello to yourself. I always say, folks, and you're going to hear it again, if I can change myself to stop being a people pleaser, then anybody can do it. So folks, please, I can't say this enough, get out of that people-pleasing syndrome. Now, I know that you can do it, and I believe in you, so don't hold yourselves back. You can learn more about Dr. Patricia Adson at aprincessandhergarden.com. And when you go to my website, asksuelondon.com, make sure you sign up for that free newsletter so that you're going to get these 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques that will help you create that life that you desire. Now, I want to thank my guest today, Dr. Patricia Adson, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern. That's 3 p.m. Pacific. Now, next week on Get Inspired Radio, my guest will be numerologist Joseph Gabby. We're going to end the show very shortly, a little earlier, but Chris, our great producer, has put together some great material for you to reflect and remember the great Dick Clark. So on behalf of my guest, Dr. Adson, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone, and enjoy Dick Clark.
Hollywood, this is the $100,000 pyramid. Today's special guests are
Johnny Gilbert, very much. We welcome you once again to the $100,000 pyramid. We're just starting off on a little new journey toward getting somebody that $100,000. You are a sight to behold.
Oh, hi, Dick. Surprise. Oh.
You're wearing your bib.
Yes, just in case any drooling goes on here.
How are you, my dear?
When you win all that money, darling, I'll be drooling.
Deirdre, don't be frightened by this woman. She does a very good job at this game. This is Deirdre Gibson, who's a teacher of what?
I'm teaching sixth grade.
How old are kids when they're in the sixth
grade? They're 12, 11.
Well, this will be a refreshing change for you. Yes. Your partner in the next round is Stuart Damon from General Hospital.
Hi, Dick.
How many years have you been on that show, sir?
10 years.
Man, good run. Good run. Diane Kruger, we welcome you here.
Thank you.
You've won a fair amount of money as of Friday. What was it?
$5,150 and a trip to Hawaii.
And you're normal. Yeah, your normal occupation is?
A decorating consultant.
We welcome you to the $100,000 pyramid. We don't have anybody qualified yet.
We're going to hop in today when things are popping. A Philadelphia way, we're going to drop it. On all the music they play on the bandstand.
Bandstand. It's a salute to a group I met in 1969. 10 years later, 90 million records later, all over the world, they are a smash hit. The Jacksons will be here today, right here on
Bandstand. You know, it's very hard for me to realize. I mentioned at the top of the show, in 1969, Diana Ross invited me to a place called the Daisy to meet these funny little guys from Gary, Indiana. Michael Jackson looked like a midget, like a drowned squirrel. You know, he's an itty-bitty little kid with a squeaky voice. Now he's a big kid with a squeaky voice. A handsome young man. And they've all grown and matured. They've sold millions and millions of records. I'm so proud of them. I'm glad they're my friends. I want to show you, first of all, the album, and then show you the inside, if I may. And from left to right, they are Randy and Tito and Jackie and Marlon and Michael, and they are the Jacksons!
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.